Come down, O love divine. Seek out this soul of mine and visit it with your own ardor glory. O comforter, draw near, within my heart appear, and kindle it, your holy flame bestowing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some of you may enjoy reading the classified ads in a newspaper, or the want ads. They inform us about employment opportunities, cars for sale, homes for sale, apartments for rent, and even pets for sale. We even have our own section of the want ads in our daily CTS Blue News. Most of the time, they are straightforward. Wanted, youth worker. Wanted, organist. Or wanted, bank tellers. But what would you do if you saw an ad like this in the paper? Wanted, harvest workers. Now that may sound strange, but isn't that exactly what this morning's reading is about? Jesus said, "Pray earnestly, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field." This morning's reading is similar to a want ad, only it has a twist. It's not an ad we'd see in a newspaper, but it is one initiated from the precious lips of our Savior, encouraging us as God's people to pray that our Father sends out workers into the harvest fields of His kingdom. Do you realize that your presence here today, especially you new Greek students, is actually an answer to one of the many prayers of God's people? Although you're just beginning to wonder and ask, why do I have to study Greek? Why all this vocabulary? Why all these declensions? Why all the grammar? Well, through this process, God is adequately preparing you to study and work with the text of Scripture so that you may be able to pass these riches on to God's people. Our Lord says, "Ask the Lord of the harvest to send workers into the harvest field." All of you who are preparing to be pastors will someday stand in a pulpit similar to this one in order to preach God's word. But is it just the opportunity to preach or our presence in a pulpit that matters? Absolutely not. What really matters and what really makes for good preaching and good working in God's harvest field is one's sincerity, one's conviction, and one's compassion. Our Lord in this text, by word and example, shows us just exactly what that is here before He sends out His own 12 apostles to do the same. Those wanted harvest workers are those who have hearts and minds, who are sincerely prepared to go forth. And they're adequately prepared so that they can stir the hearts and minds then of God's people. Ask any of the homileticians on campus, and they'll tell you what the best preaching is. It's that preaching which is sincerely shared as the fruit of one's own labor. Labor within the study of the text, such as today's text, It is only when the preacher's heart and mind is stirred that he can then stir the hearts and minds of God's people. In today's reading, Jesus went from town to town preaching, teaching, and healing. And Jesus' heart was so stirred that when he saw the crowd surrounding him, our text said he had compassion on them. But to appreciate this text more fully, here is an example where even a basic grasp of the Greek language helps. When Jesus had compassion for the crowds, he literally and physically felt it in the guts. He felt it for these people. Many times in ancient writings, different forms of this word referred to the inner parts of either a sacrificial animal or the inner parts of a human being, the liver, the heart, or the kidneys. What this tells us is that the compassion that Jesus had was physically felt by him. Have you ever felt so strongly about someone? Have you ever been so anxious or concerned about someone that you felt pain, maybe within your stomach? That is similar to this description of compassion. Jesus felt for lost people who were confused and distracted. They were confused and distracted because they were led by false teachers whose lives and hearts were not in line with their teaching. Jesus called the Pharisees and teachers whitewashed tombs. While looking light and true on the outside, their hearts were dark and false. This made them dysfunctional ministers, we might say today. They did not care and love the people they were serving. The people were like sheep without a true shepherd, and Jesus sensed that. And being God in the flesh, Jesus looked at the spiritual condition of their hearts, which were leading them in the wrong direction. Today, there's a similar problem within our culture today. And it's to see people as just people, just another number, just another name, just another face. Most of us have a social security number, a credit card number. Students have a banner number. But that does not define who we really are. Who do you see when you go out in the community and in the world? Do you see numbers? Or do you see people? People who are lost and in need. Do you sense how lost and confused and desperately distracted many people are in our world? Well, God our Father certainly did. And when he saw our need, he compassionately and graciously sent his one and only Son to enter our flesh, to be man for you and me. Dwelling in Christ Jesus was the God of the universe who was gut-wrenchingly and compassionately working for our salvation. That's why he healed the diseased and fed thousands of people at one time. He loved them. But most greatly and profoundly, God's great love moved Christ to sacrifice himself on the cross for our sins. And when Jesus died and shed his blood, he rescued us, lost people, and reunited us with our Father. And by rising again from the dead, promises you and me eternity, eternal life in heaven. No greater picture of God's love can be grasped except through the compassion of our Lord Jesus. The Good Shepherd leads lost sheep by sacrificing his life for them. If we ever forget to see ourselves as we once were, and yes, sometimes still are, lost sinners, then our compassionate concern for the needs and salvation of others might wane, or might slip away. Our Lord, who sincerely loved people, wants sincere and compassionate harvest workers who will not only serve God's people, but love them deeply as well. When Pastor Carner preached yesterday, he used the theme, big deal. Sin was a big deal for the woman who received big forgiveness. And in response, she showed Jesus big love. Similarly, you are loved big. So big that you can love people a lot. The next time you see a want ad, maybe in the newspaper or in our own Blue News, remember this other want ad. Wanted harvest workers, so that you too may, by God's grace, fill the place where and when God wishes you to serve. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.